ואבטו דף יתחס עמד א' פייסבס למוכר בוים אצלנו ועכשיו מחרפן איסונו ותאמה ממרינן בפרק התחילס אהי שייטה ועדי רמינן לי there's a memory of Shmuel in Menachos Shmuel holds that tzitzis is chayvas mone. The chiyev to put on tzitzis is not when he's wearing the beged, nor if he possesses a beged that's oimed lulvishe, there's a chiyev to put on tzitzis on that beged. But Shmuel says over there, tachrichem, since it's not oimed lekisui, that oimed lulavishe, so if a person owns tachrichem, he does not have to put tzitzis on the tachrich. Afal pikein, Shmuel says, so Kolzman, he's alive, and he possesses tachrichem, there's no chiyuv to put tzitzis on the tachrichem. But he shaite, when he's nifter, vader aminalei. Then you put on tzitzis, perish, שנויסנים ציצס בתליסוי סיים, משום לא יגלרוש, that means, now you put it on, not else, the key of ציצס, it's לא יגלרוש, that everyone is wearing ציצס, and he's not wearing ציצס. So now you put on the ציצס. When he wears the, when it's put on the nifta. So על קופונים it seems, that the niftorim had ציצס. So if they have ציצס, so why is it a לא יגלרוש? If the tzitzis of Rabbi Yonasan were schlepping on their kvorim, they also have tzitzis. The shleimet the hochi perusha hochi. The mevayishim oisam, the busha is, b'amesha achayim mitzuvim, the achayim are mitzuvah v'oise, b'ameisim eino mitzuvim, v'godol are mitzuvah v'oise. Yeah, so b'meile, so it's that alone, not else the truk in the levish, they're also wearing tzitzis, but it's a tzitzis of eina mitzuva vayis. V'koshe mahida tcheiles, haino d'romu chutim l'meisim, v'achshev ono mesalkin oisim. Okay, so we know pshat in the Gemara that there's still a loig l'rosh. But now Taisus is asking Lemaise that we don't do like the Gemara Natchelis. We take off the tzitzis. So what's pshat in this? Umay taime. Oime Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says, Davkehem shoyu ragilim kulam b'chayehem lilboish talis b'dalet knofes. Bizman chazal. Der lebush. Was a talus of dalet knofes, as we mentioned yesterday from the Rabbeinu Yoine. That means they wore talesim, not als mitzvah tzitzis. The beged alone was a beged of dalet knofes, and therefore they put tzitzis on it. So since everyone wore a talus of dalet knofes, v'lil v'sh tzitzis, v'gam l'choloiskim v'hem yeshlam tzitzis, v'avoloig l'rosh, so therefore since everyone is wearing a talis shel dalet knofes with tzitzis. So therefore, the mace, who, if they won't put tzitzis on him, so that's a loig l'rosh. Im loy, v'av a loig l'rosh, im loy hoyo lem tzitzis. Let us skip the next few words. The Mlai Reim says this goes to the next mahalach and taisvis. Avol onu, shigam b'chayenu ein min hogenu lil b'ish tomit tzitzis. That is not our levisha, that is not our beged. It's punkt verkehrt. Now all of a sudden, his whole life, he didn't wear a talus. Now you're putting him on a talus. Oh, so let's see, if this person, b'chayev, wore such a beged, he was rogel to wear such a beged, let's put on this person. Can you loyig l'rosh l'acherim? So then we're being mevaza the others who didn't wear, so that's why we don't put on tzitzis at all, because by us, the Seder HaLavisha, we don't wear, we're not rogel b'chlal to wear such pegodim. They put it on b'shas tefillah, but it is not a regular levush, so therefore, that's why we don't put on tzitzis on the mace. Ba'oidayim ha-rabbeinu tam, she-shoma me'anshi lusir, he heard from the people from Lusir, hoda mesirim ha-tzitzis, because of a different tam. Tzitzis oilo leminyin taryak, imches chutim v'chamishe kshorim. Ve'im loivish tzitzis, nire keilu kayim kol ha-teire kule, u'merze ke-shikre. So if a person is wearing tzitzis, then the Malay Rain brings down, that now comes in Taisis before the Chsiv l'day roysom l'day tam. That it seems that tzitzis are an edus that this person was mekayim taryag mitzvahs. So that's a gewaldike lebush, a gewaldike kesa for a person who's eligible to have such a title, that he was takim mekayim taryag mitzvahs. The Malay Rain brings a clearer lashon from the Rosh. The Malay Rain says, Shatzitzis, oy oymer rabbeinu tam, Shatzitzis nire eidus. It's an eidus shekiyim kol ha-mitzvahs. Ve'ein ha-doyer hazeh roi lo-isei eidus. We're not roi to such an eidus. Vomrinem be-medrish, al-kanfei v'gdeihem l'doyroisom, l'doyer shekuloitam. A doyer that's kuloitam, that doyer can wear tzitzis. Yeah. That's what he heard from Anshei Lusir. Now, Tosfos asks on that, if that's like a pshat in tzitzis, it's an edus that the person who is wearing this beged was mekayim tayag mitzvahs. So Tosfos asks Akasha bezeloi nehire. The gam chayim atalom alavoshim, aloi lekayim ekol ha-teira kula. So if there is such a cheshbon that the levishas atzitzis is an edus that, well, a person was mekayim tayag mitzvah, so why do the chayim wear the tzitzis? That's Tosfos kasha. The Malay Rayim brings the Rosh did not ask this kasha. He brings down the Rabbeinu Tam, it didn't bother him this kasha. He says a very gishmaket teretz. He says that what we wear tzitzis b'chayeinu, he says because it's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis. So Memele, there's a key in a mitzvah. The Rabbeinu Shalom said, if a person has a beged, he should put on tzitzis. He says, this lomdis, meisim, they're not mechuyiv bedovo. So Memele, by them, the levishus ha-beged was an edus, that's hakert, kayim zem ha-shekosav bazeh, that was the mechuvin of the levishus ha-beged. And that's why by Chazal, there's no kiyam ha-mitzvah, there's no chiyam, what are you putting the tzitzis on? So then the tzitzis were put on al tzakeser lohoid, that they were mekayim tayag mitzvah. So he says, so that shat in the Gemara. That Anshei Lusir said, bizmaneinu, we're not roi for that. So therefore, there's no necessity to put on tzitzis. So we're back to Akasha, which Tosfos has Akasha. The Gemara says they did put on tzitzis. He told them, but he shayt about the Raminalei. And so the kasha is, why don't we put on the mesim tzitzis? Umiyu yesh loima, ta'onu saimchim al meseches smoches. Shetziva abo shol abonov, hitilu tcheles mi'apil yoini. Mleirem says, it's another rishayim, it says like, it's not hitilu, hitiru. Take off the tzitzis. He told the children when he'll be nifter, they should take off the tzitzis. Me'apil yoini, from the beged. So memela, so you see there's an inyan not to have tzitzis. Va'av al-pi sha'gemore chaylik olof. You see the gemore menoche says, fakel pi sha'ayta vader aminin lay. And l'chayre, if there is a machloike, so we should do like Talmud Bavli, not like Masechta Smochis. Yesh dvarim she'onu menichim ha-gemore shalonu, v'onu oisem kisvarim achitzoinim. There are other things that we do not do the way Talmud Bavli says, and we do like Svarim Achitzayinim. K'moy mechazoin Yeshayo, k'psikte, that when do you say Chazoin Yeshayo? So we say Chazoin Yeshayo, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. And in the Gemara of Ha'istois, you say Chazoin Yeshayo from Rosh Chodesh, not from the Shabbos Lefnei Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says, we say by Tanais and we learn by Yechal. And the Gemara says the Batainis Kairim Brochus Veklolus. And the Mesech is Seifrim, Meforish by Yechal. But it's was, and Memele, you see that there are certain things that somehow, not like the Talmud Bavli, like these Mesech des Chitzainis, Chitzainis, Svarim Achitzainim. So Mamela, this somehow meichet ungenommen like Abba Shol. Varitzva yorogel shaloi lasira min akonof, elo lekoishram u lahatkom besoich akonof, vafuki nafshe mi plukte. Meim chayovim betzitzis, yeshlam tzitzis. There is tzitzis. Bimlav harei heim mechusim. Exactly what was accomplished with that vesech. Nisha bol kaponim et kahalten. It's mechusa, there's also a pesaninim. That's Taisvis Mahalach. There are other Mahalchim and Rishainim to be miyashiv why we don't put tzitzis on the mesim. The Tashbat brings down a Rajbe, and there's a Meiridike Rajbe. The Rajbe says as follows, that we'll see there's a similar teretz with the way the Rajba says in Taisus and Baba Basra, but the Rajba says one nekuda and Taisus and Baba Basra says another nekuda. The Rajba says that there's a machloikis amayroim if mitzvahs betelois la'osid lovoi. Now the Rajba is a very interesting taich. What does that mean? Mitzvahs betelis la'osid lovei or ain mitzvahs betelis la'osid lovei. This is the Rajba. The Rajbat brings down the Rajba here. The Rajba in the Chedushei Agodas, the end of the first perik, is marich in this inyan. And he says, la'osid lovei does not mean after tchiyas hameisim. La'osid lovei means after a person dies. Is there a chiyuv mitzvahs on a meis, or isn't there a chiyuv mitzvahs on a meis? That is a shaila. In Levain Afkamina, so there's an Afkamina if one is allowed to be malbish kloyim on a meis, shatnas on a meis. So the Gemara says, if you hold mitzvahs betelis laos, a mitzvahs betelis laosid lovo, you're not allowed to put on shatnas. So the Rajba explains a mace is just like a cotton. Just like a cotton, there's a issa of lois achilum, lois albishum. You're not allowed to put shatnas on a cotton, even though the cotton mitzadatzma could be is a lav bar chiyuva, but al kolponim, someone else is not allowed to be malbishim, a beged of shatnas. So memele, if you hold ein mitzvahs betelis lasid lovoi, so the mace is a b'chin of a cotton. So therefore you're not allowed to be malbishim shatnes, tachichim shel shatnes. In huadin the Rajba holds, you're not allowed to be malbishim a beged without tzitzis. It could be, there's a meiridike magdavrom, and hilchis sukkah, the magdavrom says to give a tinnik to eat outside of a sukkah is a leisachilum. That means you're making him eat outside of the sukkah. You're making him be malubish a beged without tzitzis. So it could be this aloi sachilam. That's of your hold. Ain mitzvahs betelis losid lovoi. So Mamelus of the Rajba says like this. Shmuel holds ain mitzvahs betelis losid lovoi. So that's the Gemara Menachis. And then we paskin la locha mitzvahs betelis losid lovoi. So therefore, we don't put on tzitzis, because the mitzvahs betes a meis, meisim chofshim in a mitzvahs. And perhaps for 3 minutes, I would like to take the opportunity to answer Akasha, which I had heard on the Gimel Amid Beis with this Rajbe. On the Gimel Amid Beis, it says that ein Oimrim b'fnei ha-meis, elo dvorov shel meis. And what does that mean? You're not allowed to speak divrei Torah. You're not allowed to speak divrei Torah b'fnei ha-meis. And who's the Baal, who says this memra? Omer Rabbi Yami, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ein eimu b'fnei ha-meis, elo dvorov shel meis. But the Divrei Torah of the Meis you're allowed to say, but some say you're not allowed to say, you're not allowed to say Divrei Torah. So Rashi says, also l'sapa l'fonov, one is not allowed to say Divrei Torah b'fnei ha-meis, shahakel chayovim l'sapa b'hem, everyone is mechuyiv to speak in Divrei Torah, v'ha-meis doimim, and the Meis is quiet, v'havalei loig l'rosh cheiref ha-seyu. So Rashi says the loig l'rosh is because everyone is mechuyev to speak, and divrei Torah, and the mace isn't speaking. Pavalei loig l'rosh. So b'shas, when we learned the Rashi, I didn't understand the Rashi. What's that? Hakol chayovim l'sapa. We're speaking about the chiyev. The mace is not mechuyev. He's a mitzvah. He's not mechuyev. So if Rashi is the criteria is the chiyev, he's not mechuyev. Finished. You're allowed to speak divrei Torah in front of a shaita. A shaita says potter, so there's no loig l'rosh in the chiv. There's no chiv. We didn't understand the Rashi. The kitzer, when I saw the Rashbe told us a meira de kepshat that is a machloikis mitzvahs betelis losid lovay and mitzvahs betelis losid lovay. That means it's a meis mechuyev b'mitzvahs. Agavuche, the Rashbe says Rabami. He brings the Rabami. Rabami holds. Ein mitzvahs betelis losid lovay. So that means, the way the Rashba said it, that a meis is mechuyev b'mitzvahs. A meis is also mechuyev b'mitzvahs. This is a memra of Rabami. Omer Rabami, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This is a memra of Rabami. So Rabami holds a meis is mechuyev b'mitzvahs. A meis is mechuyev b'mitzvahs. So Rashi is very good. It's hakel chayovim l'sapa. The meis is also mechuyev l'sapa. So that's the loyig l'rosh. Al Kaponim, this is Shitas HaRashbe, and the Taisus Rabbi Yudha Chosid brings down a Medrash, which stems very well with the Rashbe. The Medrash says, Lama nismecha parshas mekoishas laparshas tzitzis, loyim aloch shemesim chayovim betzitzis. There's such a Medrash. So Al Kaponim, according to the Medrash, because fakert, a mitzvahs betelis losid lovay, the it should go according to this man the Yomar, and forget, Mesim Chayovim Betzitzis, Kishmur. Taisvis in Baba Basra, Abchaim Koyin, Tzedek, also says the same shtick teire, that it's dependent if you hold mitzvahs betelis losid lovay, it's ain mitzvahs betelis losid lovay. But he doesn't learn osid lovay means when the mace. I mean, this is a mechudish tikarash, but a meis is mechuyev b'mitzvahs. He says the shaila is after tchias ha-meisim. There's one man the Yoma that holds that mitzvahs b'teilis la'osid lovoy, that after tchias ha-meisim, there's no chiyev mitzvahs. One man the Yoma holds after tchias ha-meisim, there is a chiyev mitzvahs. So if you hold after tchias ha-meisim, there is a chiyev mitzvahs. So then you should put him on now also tzitzis. If you hold after tchias ha-meisim, there's no chiyuv tzitzis. He says the shaila is dependent on are the mitzvahs at yetzer hara. A person has a yetzer hara and problems, so he's given mitzvahs to protect himself. So la'osid lovay, there won't be a yetzer hara, so there's no need for mitzvahs. That's the svar of the man the Yomar that holds mitzvahs betelis la'osid lovay. We won't need them anymore. If you hold ein mitzvahs betelis losid lovay, that means the mitzvahs aren't for the yetzer hara. It helps for the yetzer hara also. That may be a bonus. Al kaponim, the mitzvahs mitzad atmas are shleimus for the person without the yetzer hara. So memela, so the Rashba says that's the chilik. He says, if you hold ein mitzvahs betelis losid lovay, so be'etzem, there's a need for mitzvahs. Everyone needs gains from it. It doesn't have to the yetzer hara. A person needs mitzvahs. And l'varaya losid lovay, there also will be mitzvahs. So he says, just like a person who he would need a lulav, he doesn't have a lulav. He's nebacharachmanis. He needs a lulav, he doesn't have a lulav. He says, the mess in yisod also needs mitzvahs. Now he doesn't have a goof with which to make the mitzvahs. Aber he's nebuch without mitzvahs. Then plapas leig l'rosh. Because the mitzvahs is a shleimus, he is missing now. If you hold mitzvahs betelus losid lavoi, so pshat is that there's no necessity, after the Yetzirah is bottled, there's no necessity for mitzvahs. So he says if someone is not thirsty and he's missing water, so he's not, so he says, well, you're wearing tzitzis, because you need tzitzis, you have a Yetzirah, that's your crutch. I don't need tzitzis, because I don't have a Yetzirah. It would seem to forever the problems that Tosfos has, the Balamor, that what the Gemara says in Menachos, that you put tzitzis onto a mace. He says, because b'shas they were oisik with the mace, with the taira and everything else, so all the misaskim were wearing tzitzis. So therefore, atzleig l'rosh, they had to put him on tzitzis also. So the Menachos. But when they put him in the kever already, they don't have tzitzis anymore. So then they took off the tzitzis. The only put on tzitzis, he says, the Gemara Menachos only means they put on tzitzis from the taira till the kvura, because all the people are around him. So then they put on tzitzis. After the kvura, they took off the tzitzis. He doesn't need it. So therefore, that's what the Balamor for him for tzitzis kasha. Therefore, a person is going now in a kever, and the tzitzis reibt sich on his kever. That's like a loig l'rosh. Now they're not wearing tzitzis anymore. Aber he shaita means till the kvura. Now we'll go further in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. Amalei, he told him, v'achshem maligenei sonu, that we're making fun of us. It's loig l'rosh. Amalei miyodi kuli hai, the mesim know. V'aksiva mesim einem yoidim u'me, the mesim don't know anything. Amalei in kariso loishoniso. You didn't learn this pasuk twice. To be mislechazal to Allah pamshein is kadesh it is bainin boy. You will never misbainin in this pasuk. Im shanisa loy shilashta. Im shilashta loy pirshaloch. That's you're learning wrong pshat in the pasuk. Ki achayim, the pasuk says, hachayim yoidim sheyemusu eilu tzadikim. Shebemisosam nikro chayim. The tzaddikim bemisosam are called emal ben ish chay. So we will see, this is derived from this pasuk, that he was the son of a ish chay. That means his father, la'achem misosam, was also called a chay. So developing down the pasuk. Rav pa'olim mikavtzel, huhika eshnei ariel moyev. The Gemara will explain this pasuk soon. Vuhu yorad vehika sari b'seichak. So now we're going to explain the pasuk. Ben Ish Chai. Noyo ben Yoyodo was the son of a Ish Chai. Otu kula alme b'nei. Everyone is a Ben Ish Chai. Elo ben Ish Chai shafilu b'misosoi kori chai. Afilu after the Misa, he's still considered a Chai. The Misa was not mafsik his chiyas. Rav pa'olim mikavtzel. Yoyodo ben Yoyodo. Sheriba Rav Paolim, Sheriba Vikibates Payalam Lateira, it was a Gavaldike Marbitz Teira. Bohu Hiko Shnei Ariel Moyot, Shaloi Hiniach Kemoisoi, Shnei Ariel, Ariel is going on the base Hamikdosh. The Shnei Ariel, the two Bati Mikdoshim, the years that the base Hamikdosh was in existence, Moyov, which was originated to David and Shlaime. So this Ariel, Lohaniach Kamois Alaiba Migdash Rishan Balaiba Migdashani. That means he was before that also, but Al Kaponim, there was no one, this man, the two Bati Migdashim, who were equal to Yoyoda ben Yoyoda. Bohu Yorad. Now the Pasuk says the Gvura that Bnayohed. Bohu Yorad Vehiko Esari Besoich HaBoir B'yoyim HaShelek. He went into a boir and he fought with a lion in a boir B'yoyim HaShelek. Ike Ba'amri the Tova Gzizi the Bardo. He went and broke ice V'nochas V'tovar. And he tabled himself. It was a freezing day, and he went and tabled himself. There's a machlekes harishonim. We'll see soon what the tzairach of the tevila was. But the pasuk is, that was a gvura. Ike da amre, de tone sifro de veirav, biyoyme de sisfe. In one winter day, he learned Teiras Koyanim. The whole Teiras Koyanim, which is the most difficult from all the Bereises ala Teire, in a winter day, which is a short day, he learned through a whole Teiras Koyanim. I remember Rav Shor Zechayin Lebracha used to say that the Pasuk is telling us how much Gvure is needed to learn Teiras Koyanim in a winter day. That's equivalent to fighting an Ari. That means to fight an Ari beber b'yayim ha-sholeg. So that's the Gvura. He was sitting alone in the room quietly. One doesn't see the Gvura, but the Pasuk says that Gvura was necessary. In order to complete Teiras Koyanim in a winter day, one needs such Gvura. Let us see Rashi. Eilu tzadikim, uma yoidim sheyamusu, noisnim alibam yoim hamisa. It seems it's a yediyah that everyone tries to forget about. But tzadikim noisnim alibam. They go and bring it to their attention yoim hamisa, umayishchin yedayim min aveire. And that holds them back, that's moishik them, min aveira. That gives them that motivates them, or that helps them, that they shouldn't, they tell over the altar from the Vardik. In his young years, he had left learning and he was busy supporting he had a tremendous family, his own family, and relatives that were Yisayim, and he was busy in business, and he met then the Rabitzel Petterburger. Rabitzel Petterburger asked him why he's so busy eingeton in business. So he said, "Medaf hob mit was zu leben." So Rabitzel told him, "Aber medaf hob mit was zu starben euchet." And it seems that made a meirdike mapeche on him. So upon him, that it seems that's the eyes of the tzaddikim. She noisnim alibam yoim hamise. Or moishchin yedayim in aveira. If the yoim hamise is in front of them, moishchin yedayim in aveira. Or rishoyim einam yoidim u'uma. What does that mean, einam yoidim u'uma? They're also aware of this. Varei, they took out a life insurance policy. No, she oisim atzmom ke'einam yoidim. They making themselves. There's two extremes, either noisnim alibam or oisim atzman keinam yoidim, v'chaitim. Hu hiko, hishpil as hashonim shel doireis mishnei mikdoshim shloihoyibem kemoisoi. That means there was no one equivalent to him in the two bottom mikdoshim, ariel, zabeis hamikdosh, shenem ahoy ariel, ariel, kiryas chona dovid. Moyov, al shem shabonai dovid, da osei mirus hamayaviyah. Shnei Ariel Moyev, Taisa says, O Shem David, O Shloime, Shabonu, O Sabayis, O Bo Amirus HaMeyaviyo. The Shloime Mishnah says, he doesn't understand how David and Shloime come into the second base HaMikdosh. That's why he says he would preferably say that the Mokim HaMikdosh was purchased by David. That's called Moyev. It means even though the second base HaMikdosh was not built by David Abal Koponim, the Mokim HaMikdosh is Miyuchis to the Kinyan of David. Gezizi de Bardo Chatichai Shal Borot Vakerech Shekoirin Glanzabalaz Vahainu Biyoim HaShelek Venochas Vetovo Likiruye Likiriyai Kedei Lasek Betoire. And so Rashi says that was Tvilas Ezra. The Mephotesis in Baba Kama says that Ezra was much later than him. So others say, Al-Kaponim, Ezra was Misakin for the Deir, and he, Al-Kaponim, was Noyig. That was Takonis Ezra. He himself was Noyig Betvilas Ezra, k'day, that he didn't learn Torah, k'day lasek b'Torah. We hear on the side, Others say he touched a sheretz. Machmesh noga b'sheretz echatz. He was nizah b'tayra. And Taisus and Baba Kama says he was oichel chulim b'tayra. So this was the gvure of Bnayo. The Tana Sifre de Veirav, Teres Koyanim. Sifre de Rav, Mehari Dorash. How did we know it means Teres Koyanim? Shehu Chomur Shebesvorim, Besaych HaBoyer, Shehu Be'emtza HaSvorim. This is in the middle of the, you have the Mechilta and the Sifri. Va'ameisim Einam Yoidim Ume. Eilu Rishoy, Shebechayayem Kruyim Meisim. The Rishoyim v'chayeyem kruyim meisim. Shenemar va'ato cholo rosho nesi Yisrael. So we're speaking about, this is a pasuk about Tzidkiyo, Rashi says that he's now a cholo. V'bo yisayim emohoche al pishnayim edim o'shloisha edim yumas hameis. Chayu, what's yumas hameis? Ela hameis meikor. He's already a meis. To understand what Pshad Rishoyim Bechayayim Kruyim Meisim, the Goyin says that he only has a Nefesh HaBahamis. And others say that's the Rab Chaim Vital, and the Balatanya says that the whole Chiyus comes from the Sitra Achre, does not come from the Mekoiris HaKdusha. That's why he's now a Meis. That's the same Indian that a Metzaira is called a Meis, Al Tzihike Meis. It also, the whole Chiyus comes from the Koiches HaTume, not from the Koiches HaKedusha. So Pshat is like it's the Medreitzach Dov developed, but there's no Chiyus. The Chiyus already has disappeared. That's Rishoyim B'chayayim Kruyim Meis. Bnei Rab Chiya Nofek Lekiryoso. The Bnei Rab Chiya went out Lekiryoso. Rashi says Lekiryoso. Al Chol Roshe Tzidkiyohu Oimer Vadaim Bimei Chesko Chayoi Vekoirei Cholo. Lekiryoso Leis Asek Ba'avidas Achuzoso. Yeah. Iyake Lohu Talmudayu. It became difficult to the Talmud. They forgot. Ishtak, Rashi says, Ishtakech Talmudam Megirsosam, Iyake Uchpad Aleyem Ach Mashitkre. They forgot. And it wasn't going good. This is Rab Chiya's children. Have come a tzari la'at kure. So they didn't give up. So they were mutching themselves to remind themselves. But it was a slow process. Omale chad lechavre yoda ovum bahai tzare. That our father knows of this tzar. The Sibsei Chachomim says, what does he mean? V'islei hano v'kovid mizeh sh'onu mitztarem al divrei Torah. The tat of a tov nachas von uns. That means, it's hard, it's difficult, but we're not giving up. We're mutching zich, we're being mitzayr. The tat of waste and pekelt. Eshlap naches von uns. Somebody wanted to mechazik the brother also about kaponim. We're doing a good thing. The father is happy with our anhoge. Amar leidach mino yoda, v'oksiv yechabdu bono v'lo yeda. The mason are not aware of it. Amar leidach v'lo yoda. He doesn't know. V'oksiv ach besoroi olav yichav. It seems that the Bali Helgish, they do know. The Omar Rab Yitzchak Kosher Rima Lameis Kemachat Bebosar Achai. So it seems they are Bali Helgish. Omri says, no, that's no right. Bitzaredi tu Yodi. Bitzaredachine lo Yodi. What's happening with us, they don't know. What's happening with them, that they're aware of. Others bring down a very interesting Tshuvas HaRadbaz. Kosher Rima Lameis, others, by us the Gils is Kosher Rima Lameis, others are Geires Kosher Rima Lipsar Hameis. that the boser of the mace, that the kosher rima lipsara mace. And they, so it's very interesting. The mace l'chayre is, there's no nerves, nothing is working. So they bring down from a tshuvas harabaz, the ein hamace malgish milvad rima. The mace taka, you'll do something else to the mace will not feel it. But the rima, he will feel. Kidei lahanishe al maisav, and this is a maise pella. And that's Pashup Shat and Pasik, that the Pasik says, Besaray Olav Yichav. That means the Einish of Rima, the Mace is Malgish. But, and I think the Shleima Mishnasi wants to say, so he meant to answer him as this, Saradi too they're aware of, that means like this, they're like Balei Chayim. A Bal Chai is also Malgish Tzar. Pain, they're Malgish. Saradi too, they're Malgish. But Yiddish, to understand something, to be aware of something, that already, they're not aware. So that was the machloikis between the two brothers. Zot Rashi, tzar ditu, tzar gufa mamish, kegayin akitza sarima. That means a gufni is the kitzar, which is not dependent on seichel, that they're aware of. So the Gemara says, Tzare dachine lo yodi, not aware of anything else. Vasanya. Now the Gemara brings down a maise. Maise bechosid echad shenosan diner lo oni be'erev Rosh Hashanah b'shnei batzeres. There was a chosid echad, and it could very well be this was the last dinner he had, and he gave it away schusim erev Rosh Hashanah. He gave it away to an oni. V'knitosa ishtoi. Perhaps he felt he did a good thing before Rosh Hashanah, but his wife wasn't of the same opinion. It was a shnei b'tzayres, they didn't have enough for themselves, now he gives away the last dinner for an oni. B'niktosei ishtoi v'holach v'lon b'beis ha'kvores. Now before we go into the maise, so the Meforshim ask a shayla, of all places to go, erev Rosh Hashanah, Chayv Odom L'Tayres Atzmoy Beregel. You don't go to Beis HaKvoris. You went in the Beis HaKvoris. Chachvon Shulchan Aruch, it says we go Erev Rosh Hashanah Take Rabo. But not Lom Beis HaKvoris. From the Vaiten, it says right. Lom Beis HaKvoris. Rosh Hashanah Badenach. Achosid Echot. Stam Chosid Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. So the Meforshim, because of this, say that they say the Gemara is not Kipshutai. There's a beer from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and Er Yisrael, and he wanted to say that to understand the Gemara Kipshutai. He says the Gemara says Viknitosai Ishtai. Viknitosai Ishtai means, he says, he brings the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says there was a maise v'shnei b'nei odom shehimru zeh. Two people had a bet. Omru kol mi sheyelech v'yaknit es hillel yitol dalad meyizuz. They had a bet if they can make hillel in kas. And hillel told them at the end, he said that, kedayu hillel shetoyved ayoli dalad meyizuz v'hillel lo yakbit. So you see that the word haknota means that the person who you are maknit is, he feels hurt. It bothers him. He's makbit. And it seems hiknitosa ishtoi, it bothered him. It's not, he didn't put a deaf ear. Her words rang a bell and it was bothering him. Maybe he got in kas, but there was a kpeide, there was a tine. He was nichshul b'midas hanove. Now, because an onov, that's done v'senusay the hillel, that you couldn't get him in kas. Nothing would bother him. He accepted you. That was the sablonus of hillel. So he had a yeride. So what does a chosid do when he has a yeride? And the problem was, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's the Maaz Rosh Hashanah. to come into the Rosh Hashanah b'yayim adin with kpeidus and kas, it's teidach nish. So he had to get it out of him, but quick. So he had to take a crash course. So what did he decide to do? It says, the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Ovis, Rab Levitis ish yavna oimer ma'oid ma'oid hevi shval huach, shetikvas enoy shrimo. So it seems if a person wants to become a shval ruach, he should be misbeinin shetikvas enoy shrimo. That is, that, we'll see, no, what's the sign, the end, that, rima v'seilei atikvis enoy shrimo, so me'mele, that takes away all hirurei gaive in kpeide, the end of sein rima. So me'mele, that's what Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says, that's why he was long bebeis akvoris. There he hoped that he'll be able to be misboinen takir, the tikvas and the shrima, and that's why he went, that was, he held that was a greater hiddur. Even though chayav odol matayar atzmoy beregel, he held that this could accomplish more than a mikveh. This is the taras hamidis and the tara from the kpeide, that's why he went to the beis hakvoritz. Al koponim is there in the beis hakvoritz. Yeah. Vishoma shtei ruchai shemesaprei zulezu. Speaking one with the other. Amra chodele chavote, chavote boi unishoit boilom, v'nishma meyachirei hapargut ma peronis bol oilom. Let's hear, let's go together, and we'll hear which peroni is anigza. Amra lo chavote, eini yechoile, I can't. The Tzlach explains this Gemara, that means she didn't have tachrichim, she was covered with a mat, so it heines the ruach, mein bishloim, if you're going outside, so you need mechubadike begodim, the tachrichim bleiben doch doten, the machzelus is doten, the ruach is just going, so what's, what did she tine that she can't because she's kvure b'machzele shalkanim? So the Tzlach says pshat that kolzman the bosor hameis is kayim, is the nefesh is cannot separate itself from the psar hameis. The nefesh can only separate itself la'acha ikol abosor after the psar hameis disintegrates. Then the nefesh can be nitrat. So he says that's why there's a mitzvah to be mekaber a meis bekalke, that it should disintegrate quicker. And that's the inyan of tachichim shel pishtan, also they don't last, they also disintegrate in the kalke. So that brings about the recovering. This machzelas had an adverse effect, it was protecting the goof. And it wasn't, the body wasn't disintegrating. So she told her, I have a machzela shel kanim, and so my nefesh can, my ruach cannot be oile. You're not mekushe to your goof. Because by you it's nirkav goofach. I have a machzela shel kanim. Elo lechiyat, you go. Umash at sheimas, omrili. Whatever you hear, tell me. Holchehi. Vishoto bo v'omro lo chavoto v'omro lo chavoto chavoti ma shemata me'achere yapargut. What did you hear me'achere yapargut? The Goyin says the neshama could go into a different mocking, but the ruach can only hear me'achere yapargut. Omro lo shemati shekol azeireya b'vio rishoyne borod malka oisoy. I heard that whoever will plant Berevir Rishayne in the time when the first rain starts, Borod Malka Isay. Halachu Vizora, say, heard this, Vizora Berevir Shnia. Shekolay Lam Kulay Loka, Shaloi Loy Loka. Now, when I learned this Gemara, I had a kashe. Lachayre, this was Rosh Hashanah, Iknitosay Ishtay Erev Rosh Hashanah. This is Rosh Hashanah by night. L'chayre, the din is Rosh Hashanah by day. What did they hear at night? They heard at night, Chayre Yapargo, they heard, Polonius Boloilam, Achireyapa, there's nothing doing. The din starts Rosh Hashanah by day. So by night there's nothing to hear. We're before the din. So I found Baruch Hashem, the Gilyoni Hashah says the Kash, he blives by Akash. The Goyin says that he went the second night. It's very interesting. Hitnitosa Ishtai Erev Rosh Hashanah, but the second night he went. As is it the Goyin? No, the second night is also Mechudishtik, that Kubachide Shaifa Bakesa Leyim Chageinu. So the Goyin says Pshat and Posik that Tiku Bachidesh means Reish Chidesh. Tiku Bachidesh Shaifa. That's the first day. Bakese, the Levon is still Mechusa the second day, Liyem Chageinu. This is Unzer Yontev. So the Goyin says since the Din, Yontev Rishon of Reish Hashanah is Meiridik, so Klal Yisrael at Kepoyot that we want a second day Reish Hashanah. We don't want this first day Reish Hashanah, we want a second day Reish Hashanah. That's Bakese Liyem Chageinu. That our mishpat should be the second day. Tidna rafye. It's also modern, so, the Goyin says we did the second, he went the second night, but that the din was gepaskin. Then I found that the Shleima Mishnosai says as follows, that the etzem, the Polonius was, that the din in Rosh Hashanah miyayone miyayosha. That is time by day. Who will be an oni? Who will be an osher? That's the psak by day. But the gzeira was that the oifen anius should be whoever will be nigzar to be an oni. The oifen anius will be that there will be if someone will be zeireya. That means there's a gzeira of anius, but there has to be a plan how the anius is going to be. The market's going to fall. There's a cheshbin. There's a cheshbin, how the Anias will come on this world. So that already was prepared before Rosh Hashanah. That the gzeira of Anias was that kol ha-zeireya b'revir rishayne so won't be matzliach. Now, who's going to do that? Who's not going to do that? That's tolerated me on the miyayoshel. But the plan of how the Anias will be, that was already set up before Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Shleima Mishnosai says. The Taitzah Rabbi Yudah Chosid says, he says, if the Gemara says, Bepesach Nidin Ala Tvuah, so it could very well be, so they weren't hearing Chadoshes, they could hear Ma'achorei HaPargud, if he hold Bepesach Nidin Ala Tvuah, so the Gzeira on Tvuah was on Pesach. How, what each person will be affected by the Gzeira, that's the Din in Rosh Hashanah. But the amount of tour, how the tour will grow, that already was decided Pesach. So then it's Golgud. Shama me'achirei apalgud, that al kaponim, they heard then the Pesach dik gzeire. It was brought up then before Rosh Hashanah because it's negeya Rosh Hashanah. Al kaponim was matzliach. Lishona acheret. Holach v'lon bebeis hakvoris. So he saw he had gewaldik hatzloche last year. Gewaldik is hiyata d'shmaye. So he went again. V'shama oisen shtei ruchay shemesapri zu im zu. Omra chodo lechavet boyi nishoit boilo. V'nishma meyachere yapargat ma'aparoni is bol oilo. Let's hear again what's news this year. Omra lo chavoti loikach amarti lo eini yechoil shanikpura b'machzele shalkanim. Elulachiyat, you should go. So the Tzlach explains that the why did the Chavetz Chaim ask her? She told her last year already. So he says that the Chavetz Chaim thought, but maybe now is Nirkav the Bosa. I mean, you told me last year. I thought maybe I'll kapon him, but during the year it was Nirkav the Bosa. She told her no, the Machzelus is accomplishing that. It wasn't Nirkav yet this year also, so I can't. Elulachiyat, the Mashat Shemas Boyi Ba'Omrili. Holcha v'shoto ubo v'omro lo v'omro lo chavot ha-chavot ima shamat me'achere ya-palgut omro lo shamati shekol ha-zereye b'rvi yishniye shidof en malka oisa holach v'zore b'rvi yirishayne. So therefore he went and planted in the first rvi shekol oilam kulay nishdav v'sheloy loy nishdav omro loy ishtoy So all of a sudden, his wife got very nispoil. They were very poor. It's Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. They were very poor, and everyone was losing money, and things weren't going good, and the husband was plutzlung matzliach. So she asked him, "Ibnei ma eshtaked leshi shekol oilam kule loke v'shaloch le loke v'achshu shekol oilam kule nishdav v'shaloch le nishdav." Isoch lo kol advorim alolo. So he told her the whole story. Right? Healthy doch. Omro lo hoyu yomim u'otim ad shenof lo k'tota bein ishtay shal oisei chosid and bein imo shal oisei riva. We see already his Rebbetzin, she was very matzliach, hafilu l'gabi him, iknitosei erev reish shoshonet, so she wasn't such a sablon, the Rebbetzin. So al kaponim, now she got into a fight with the mother of this young girl who was buried with a Marcellus. Amra lo l'chi ve'erech bitach she kvura b'marcellus shol kanim. That she wanted to shtecha, look, your daughter is buried b'marcellus shol kanim. This wasn't the right thing. Siv Sechomer says there wasn't zikha there. B'mamtech machloikis, she said that. I really don't understand how he was allowed to tell her this cheshbon with the machzelus. L'chayre, this a psashtika loshen hore. Bishleim, she's asking him how he made the how he could have told the maise. He heard from Ruches and thus what the pronies are going to be. But why did he have to tell her? Why did he have to tell her that this Riva doesn't have a machzelus? It seems it was a gnai for the Riva. His wife used it out to shtech the mother. So I wonder why he was allowed to tell her. Agavuche, the Ben Yoyoda asks a shayla, how did he know who these people were? Achas l'chavuto. He says either they said names, or he was able, from the Ruach, he was able to tell who the Riva was. He was makir, the Ruach of each of them. Bekitzer, Lashona Acheres, the next year, Holach Velon Bebeisakfos. Vishama Ois and Ruchais, Shemesapre Zuim Zu. Omru Loch Avoti, Boi Nishoit Boi Lom, Venishma Meacheri Apargid Maparonis Boloi Lom. Omru Loch Avoti, Henichani, Dvorim Shebeini Lebeincho Kvar Nishmu Beinachai. That means, we're on the air, people are listening to what we're speaking about, so Mamela is, we better be quiet. I'm not interested in discussing this. So it seems that this Riva knew that her mother was insulted by the Rebbetzin of Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. So the Gemara says, Dilme Inish, what's the guy? Could be they don't know. They don't have connections to Ilam Hazeh. Could be someone in between was Nifter, and it's also an interesting thing. And Al Kaponim, they told them, he says, came on that belt, he was telling over, was Tutsachda of their belt. Toshma, so we have no raya if Mesim Taka really know what is happening on this world. Toshma, the Zeiri have a mifkid zuzi gabi ushpezichte. Ziri had left over money by the Balas Achsanya. He left over and she was watching the money. Ad the osi the ozil, the shash is it's really ad the ozil the osi. That means he went to the yeshiva and he came back, lebei rav, shchive. So this ushpezichte was nifter. So he had a problem now. He had a problem, so where's the money? Where did she put the money? Ozel bascho lechatzel moves. So he went to the chatzel moves. So Rashi says, lebei sakvoris. This, the Beis Avrom, which is a small sefer, a tzavor from the Chaye Yodom, in this sefer he says as follows. Hachoymer nikre besar ha'odom. The guf ha'odom, which we see, the boso, the gidim atzomes, that's called besar ha'odom. V'ha'nefesh einay mischabo boy klau. The nefesh ha'odom has no connection with the besar ha'odom. This is a piece of meat and this is a davar ruchni. Rak yesh l'chol odom kli emtsoi. There's something in between the nefesh and the b'sar ha'odom. V'hu mishkan ha'nefesh. This is where the nefesh rests. V'zeh nikra guf shel odom. This in between, that's called gufei shel odom. And the chayodom says, v'chol ha'onshim v'dinei ha'kever v'ha'gehenim kulam nemru al guf hazeh. This goof, we're not speaking about the b'sar ha'odom. Oiru boso tal bisheni, this is only alabush, this is not the goof ha'odom. The goof ha'odom, which the oinshim ruchniyim aniskayim, that's a goof ruchniyim. Bohu kovel v'chatzar moves. This goof is buried in the chatzar moves. Bohu mokim yuchid l'kfuras ha'gufim, and he brings down our gemore. So this chatzamovis could be its nostira terashi. This is the base akvoris, not the base akvoris where it's nikvar the boso. No, the base akvoris where it's nikvar the gufim. There's such a base akvoris which one has some good connections. One can connect themselves to this chatzamovis. So he went to this chatzamovis and Omer lo zuzi heiche, where's the money I gave you? Amrolei zil sheklinu mitusei tzinura didashe beduch plan. That under the hinge of one of the doors, the money was hidden there. Ve'eima lo le'ima teshadali masralkoi v'gufsoi dekuchle bahadi palnise da'osi lamocha. This is a gemara which is very, very difficult to understand. But al kaponim, she said, tell my mother that she should send along a comb and the gubsa de kuchla, this is khal, which they used to go with an eye shadow of some sorts. Bahadi palnisa, send it along with this woman, the osi lamocha. Tomorrow she's coming here, so she should bring along the comb and the gubsa de kuchla. Al kaponim al meyodi. So it seems they know what's happening. This woman was a geisa, so it's kaponim. It seems she knew of a shliach. I mean, she knew that someone who's coming tomorrow. Not they knew a sidis. They knew what's happening today. Today she was a geisa. Alma yodi. So the Gemara says, no, dilma doime kodim amachas lohu. That the doime is machas calls out who's next on the line. So she heard from the doime. Let us see Rashi. Shtei ruchais shel shtei yaldais meisais. V'nishma v'neida magazu hayoim poronies ba'olam she'olam nidain b'reish hashana. Rashi yishver, all the things we said, Rashi yishver. Yeah, she'olam nidin b'reish hashana. I said, like upon him, this didn't like the shleimim mishnas. It could be as good. This already was decided on how the anias would come about. Hapargod mechitza mavdeles bein mokeh mashchine b'vir rishayne yoyre the first the rain shalish chabiyus hain bechira the first one shniy shlishis rishayne biyazayim b'machesven. Whatever was planted, everybody got hard. Something that was planted by the second revia was soft and it doesn't break. Because they were not brittle and hard. Shidofein, Malka Harach, Beinim Mishadav HaKoshe. Alme yodi dvorim amurim ben achayim, lachatsa moves labeis akvoris pitsinoira de dashe, v'chur and the whole miftan habayish adela saive, boy, what the hinges are in that, so in that cavity, the money was put away. Misrikoi, misrok sheli. Guvse kone, this was obishvil shemeisa yalda omro kein lagmas nefesh. Shafarash would seem not really to bring it, that there's another one that's Nebuch, that's dying young. Bahadi palnise da osis lamocha likvura al meyodi mashaisen sheyodo zu shezuge seses unetu yalomos. So the Gemara says, it's not right, I know, do me doi me malach shem amun ala meisim, kodim me machas lo, ach shav yove ploini, avo shal divrei achayim, einam yoide. The Gemara says, further, Toshma, do avu adi shmul have komafkedi gabei zuzi di yasmi. Shmuel's father, the money of Yisoimim was given to him to watch. Kinoch nafshe, lehavi Shmuel gabei. Shmuel was not by his father after his father's ptire, and he didn't know where his father put the money, so he wasn't able to return the money to the Yisoimim. Have kakori le bar ochil zuzi diyasme. So he was called. The people were choshed that was eating up the money that really belonged to the Yisayim. Ozel Abasra l'chotzamovitz. They went to the chotzamovitz. Omelu be'ina abe. I want abe. Agavuche, the very interesting, the Ben Yayoda brings down a tshuva from Rav Hai Goin, that why is he called Avua de Shmuel, Shmuel's father? Didn't he have a name? Why Avua de Shmuel? So Rav Haigoin says a very interesting maise. Shmuel's father was left his house and went on business. He was far away from his house. And then one bright day, he meets up with a woman who told him somehow she became aware that that night, he'll be zeichet for a son that'll be a gewaldike chocham, and she wanted to be mefatim lechet, and it was a big nesoyin. Bekitzer, so the Ben Yehud explains, he said Hashem, and with kvitzas haderech he went back to his wife, and she was nisaber that night, and then he went back to the business. Ben Yod explains there was one Shem, he wasn't allowed to speak, Pekitza. And that night she was Nisaba from Shmuel. But he was in the Hicks, I mean, the Da'ilam, he came back a year later. And then later they saw that his wife was Muberes, so they gave her Malkis. They thought, Al-Koch, she was Nisaba Me'ishacha. Al-Koponim, so that's why the Gemara says, Avu Adi Shmuel, that whenever we speak about Shmuel, he was the father of Shmuel. That's why we mechazik this Indian, that one should not think differently. He was Avu Adi Shmuel. The Kitzel, he comes to the Chatzamovitz, and he asks for Abbe. Omrulei Abbe Tuvi Ika Oche. Omrulu Be'ina Abbe Bar Abbe. Omrulei Abbe Bar Abbe Nami Tuvi Ika Oche. You have to be more explicit. Amalo beinen abe barab avu de shmul. Hey, oh, amrulei solik le mesifte de rikir. He went up now to the mesifte de rikir. There was a shear in the mesifte de rikir, so he went up. He's up by the shear now. So mamele, he's not available. He's by the shear. Ad hochi chosye le Levi, the Yosef Avroi. Levi was sitting outside. He didn't go up to the Mesifta Derikiy, and he didn't go inside either. There was another place where to go in. Amalei, Amai Yosfus Avroi, why are you sitting outside? My time Elay Salkas, why didn't you go up together with my father to the Mesifta Derikiy? Amalei, the Omri Li, Kol Kihanach Shoni, the Loi Salikis Le Mesifta Deraveches. That means when I was alive, and Raveches was giving a shear, I didn't go to his shear either. So Mamela was Gaira Machlishis Adas to Rav Efes Le Melina Loch Lemesifta Derikiyah. So Amide Keneged Mide, you didn't go to Hishir, you can't go to the Mesifta Derikiyah. Adahochi Bahochi Osavu, his father came back from the Shir. Chosye Isoim Babako Bochi Bahochi. His father was crying and his father was smiling. Omale my time kabochis. Why are you crying? Omale de la ago kaosis. Pretty soon you're coming here also. My time achiches. Why are you smiling? Yechshivis bahayal metuve. You're very choshev. Omale yechshivna nailul levi. If I am choshev, so let them permit Levi to go to the Shia. Vailul levi. No, okay, yepul. So Mamela, they listened to him. Amalei, Zuzi diyasmi eiche, where's the money from the assignment? Amalei, zil shaklinu ba'amsa derechayim. By the base of the rechayim, so there you'll see three layers of money. Iloi vitatoi didon. The top layer and the bottom layer is ours. Umitzi diyasmi. But in the middle layer, that belongs to the assignment. Amalei, my time of the sochi. Why did you make it like this? Amalei, ignuvi, ganvu, mignuvu, medidon. If the ganovim will find the money, they'll only see the top money. So they'll take our money. Iyach la'are, if the money will get spoiled from the earth, ochla medidon. Asuk tegemara al kaponim, alme di yodi. It seems, here in Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, it seems that Abu Shmuel knew something. And the Gemara Dumashani Shmuel, given the Choshev Kadome Umachazi Panu Moke. Shmuel was Choshev, so could be he heard there from the Hachroz, and that's why he knew the Chshivis of Shmuel. Let us see Rashi. Bina Abe Mavakashni is Abe Kacho Yeshmoy. Omalay Mesim Niglu Loy Kilaim Chutzmikivraim Vyashim Bagula. Chazi Yeshmula Levi, Ikira Isha Yeshiv Chutzli Yeshiva Shal Shah Mesa. Kol Kihanoch Shoni, Mispara Shon Shonichusab Yeshivosh Rabbi Ephes, Mesachus Ksubis, Pepe Kanoisis Isha. Chazi Lishmul Avu de Kabochi Vechoyer, Vilagal Osis, Bimheirot Ikover. Ba'amso de rechaye kol binyin moishev ha-rechayim kori amso rechayim. Where the rechayim is resting on. The base of the rechayim. Al mi yodi mi choshuv bein ha-chayim. That he knew on this world who's choshuv. What does Tosfos say? Al mi yodi mi dekoma la'agol ka'osis. Not what he's choshuv on this world, because it seems he was choshuv on yene world. He chashiv nano. So that's what Tosfos don't want to learn like Rashi. Leimotzi lishnikid lal doim mekodim v'omulud aina davka la'alta. Amul kol kach lo hoye magdim duhu atzmai eina yoideya. The doim himself doesn't know, so therefore al kol choch, he was aware of it.